Hey guys, welcome back to Say What Needs Saying. This is Zach and Brandon. Today we're going to be wrapping up season one and touching on every topic that we've touched on thus far. This topic that we're going to talk about now is freedom of religion and the Supreme Court. We talked about a couple specific cases in our episode, but, you know, just kind of thoughts on freedom of religion in general and court cases. You know, since then, a lot of different cases have been heard, some going in the quote-unquote pro-religion direction and some going in the quote-unquote, I don't want to say anti-religion, but the religious group opposite their position. We've seen that state and
church and state,
yeah, that they really aren't entirely separate, right? Whether that's a good thing, a bad thing, depends on who you ask, but clearly there's an intersection there. And I think that it deserves a little more hashing out. You know, I think that these are issues that are going to keep coming up. You know, we saw a lot of cases where churches were closed or forced to impose different restrictions or things around COVID. And I think we're going to continue seeing these things as we move forward. And so it's important to see, you know, what we think about that freedom and how far it can go.
Yeah, and you touched on exactly what I was going to talk about. Like, even with COVID, you know, other religious groups are like, how are you able to shut down churches versus casinos? And then that's literally a conversation of church, state, and then gambling, which I'm sure almost every religion denounces. So, I mean, I think President Trump passed something where they're allowed to have the integration of religion and politics. I think just like the money or in God we trust on the money within the United States, it's all a facade. There's definitely an impact. Like when politicians go to churches or stand there and speak, like we don't want that. We want that separation, but clearly there's a level of influence. There's churches who confidently, like Joel Osteen's church confidently says, you know, Trump is our guy, or one of the televangelists, like Trump is our dude, or, you know, I don't know how many churches said we rock with Obama. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's across the board to say that it's not a part of American culture is to say that American pie isn't fattening.
And I think, you know, it's kind of an inevitability. As much as we can push to limit the intersection between church and state, it's going to be inevitable. People bring their values and their religion into things as long as it doesn't become quote unquote excessive, which obviously is subjective. But, you know, I think that it's also important that state stays out of church, which is what we were seeing with some of these, you know, COVID restrictions and stuff like that. But we'll definitely have to do another episode like we did with freedom of speech, diving into the freedom of religion for sure.
Hey guys, that was the end of that particular clip for our 2020 season one wrap up. Don't be afraid to check out whatever you saw interesting on all of our streaming platforms.
Tune in tomorrow for the next topic. We'll be going through each topic that we had during season one, and we're excited to let you get a glimpse into what we talked about.